when did you embarrass yourself in front of a crowd? Now, I'm also going to go with when did you see something embarrassing? Because I feel like when you embarrass yourself in front of a crowd, maybe you don't, you know, but I reckon more the embarrassment comes from people looking at it and going, oh, they really think they can do that.
Oh, yes. Don't they? Dying inside for someone else.
Yes. I get it.
Now, this popped up. This is a classic, and I reckon it does the rounds sort of, I don't know, every few months to sort of see it pop up. It'll pop up on a mate's timeline overnight, and it's a video of a woman who's playing Millionaire Hot Seat.
Okay.
And Eddie Maguire, you know, he'll often talk to them about what it is that they do.
Yeah.
Now, this woman has a myriad of different things that she does, and then goes on to do one of them. Take a listen.
Shiatsu therapist. You're a singer.
Yes.
You're a model. You're a dancer. Yes. You're an actress. You're a songwriter.
Yes.
Wow. That's a fair business card.
Mm-hmm.
Can you sing something for me?
I can.
Well, well, geez. There we go.
She's very eager.
Yeah.
We could be heroes. Ooh.
Oh.
Gee, good on, good on you, Eddie. For, hey, everyone.
Oh, yeah.
Goodness, thank goodness she stopped.
But she thought, she got home that night and went, I absolutely nailed that tonight.
Oh, yep. And you know what happens, because we've seen all the Australian Idol auditions and things, people who genuinely go, I've got this. This is my time to shine. And then step up and you go, I don't know who let you step out there, but they probably should have said something in the wings.
You might be the person that was in the crowd. You saw something embarrassing happen in front of a heap of people. Mm-hmm. Or you might be the person where you did die inside up there while you were trying to smash this one out.
Well, I remember my mum spoke about this quite a lot when my brother at Mount Lawley Primary School was up on stage giving a speech at an assembly, and he couldn't stop sniffing like that. And Mrs. DiVincenzo, amazing how things just come flashing back, came out in front of everyone and blew his little nose.
Oh, no.
While in front of the whole school.
Yeah, I mean, he was only like 9 or something.
And
I always remember my mum going, you know, because she died inside because feeling for him, but also that somehow it reflected on her as a bad parent.
Yeah, that she hadn't blown his nose.
Yes.
Bloody school. I got dacked in front of the year 11s.
Oh, God, I love that word. During, I love a good dacking.
Yeah, I think it might have been Adam Palermo. But anyway, I was standing up on a half wall at the canteen and went, everybody. And then he just came up and went, bang. And down they came. Everything. Yep.
Everything.
Melissa in Thornley, what happened to you when you were 12?
Hi, how are you?
Good, mate.
Selling some raffle tickets. My sister had got into a Rocky Bay baby competition and you had to sell some raffle tickets. Mm. So my mum was driving us around. We went to a couple of businesses, me and a friend. And obviously I wanted to sell more tickets than her, so it was a big race to get out of the car. And we went to go into a Video Easy, but I totally missed the door, running, trying to beat her, and ran straight into the glass, just face on.
Oh.
And there was about 12 customers in there, including staff, maybe about 15. They come running out, everyone, while the entire time my nose is bleeding. And my mum, I remember just turning around and looking at her through the windscreen. She was sitting in the car, wetting herself laughing.
Oh, and while you're there, get a copy of The Breakfast Club.
Leanne
in Metro. I think it's something to do with the conviction behind it. It's the same as that woman going, of course I can sing.
Yes.
Watch me go. You know, the running
sprinting
into the glass is like excellent.
Hey, Leanne, walk us through it.
Good morning. Okay, so year 10, high school, lunchtime, everyone's having their lunch. Walked across the quadrangle and a seagull dropped a big one on me right in front of everybody.
Yes.
Yeah, horrendous.
Yes.
I had to kind of hold my bag up to my face and try and walk and get to the toilet to clean myself up. Yeah.
And in high school, that's your that's your moment where you're going, I might be called the bird poo girl for the rest of high school.
There's nothing you could have done about it.
No.
Were you, Leanne? Were you the bird poo girl from then on?
No, thank God.
Lucky you.
Something far worse happened later.
Linny in Mandurah, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us about your husband, mate.
Netball reunion, about 20 of us gathered around together.
Yep.
Saw an old friend, hadn't seen her, that I played with for years. We had children the same age, you know, adult children by then, and she was standing next to a young man. My husband proceeds to comment on how well her son's grown up and how handsome he was, and at that second, she cold stared me and said, "That's not my son. That's my new partner."
Oh, well.
And I've never been more embarrassed in my whole life, and I don't embarrass easily, and I just wanted the earth to swallow me whole.
Well, I mean, you say she was giving daggers, but she should have been proud as punch, shouldn't she?
Ina, you thought that news only happened in the Big Smoke. Well, let's cross to Michelle Anderson for news from the Nether Regions.
Oh, up and down our glorious WA coast, and filling in for us the next couple of weeks as well.
Yes, we'll be. Just getting ready. Chalking the hands up as you would if you're an Olympic gymnast.
Pre-Olympics.
Oh, absolutely. Uh-huh. I'm ready. Tokyo, here I come.
Glorious to see you as always. Mish, what's happening around the regions?
Well, let's talk about Cyclone Sirota. Oh, well, first of all, let's say it's been wild in Albany at the moment. Just so much damage on the roads and everything. So if you're headed down there, try not to
Really? It's
just
still,
wild out there.
They're still cleaning it up.
Highways are shut off, that sort of thing.
Oh, wow.
Roads are destroyed. So, so try and stay away for the moment from there.
Okay.
But talking about Cyclone Sirota, and it's bad news and then good news and then good news, because in Kalbarri, Northampton, that everyone's electricity has been coming through more expensive this year than it did last year because all of the meters are damaged.
Okay.
So they've been sending out all of their bills and everyone's like, how am I don't even have electricity. How is this happening? So they're getting a $363 credit on their bills because it's so out there.
Mm.
So that's one thing. And because things are still not, you sort of forget about it because it's in the news cycle and then it sort of filters out a bit, but they're still doing it pretty tough there. Mm. But West Coast star Josh Kennedy, he made a bit of a trip to Northampton because that's where he's from the other day. Dropped $20,000 on him from the Eagles. Oof. So there you are. It's still a nice little drop there. And also you can still donate as well. appealswa.org.au if you want to get some money in there and help the guys out. Because like I said, it's not over yet. It's still pretty wild there.
Did that $20,000 come with a bottle of Chardonnay? Perhaps
one would hope so. Is it great? Why do you ask Chardonnay specifically?
Because Pete's going to do a drop to Queen's Park.
Oh no, it's a West Coast Eagles fans thing.
Oh, right? Okay,
I just don't understand a word you're saying.
Shardy drinkers, mate.
It's a woody after finish. Yeah. I understand.
If it was Dockers, it'd be like a 30 can, you know, box of emu bitter.
30, we'd be happy with a 6-pack.
All right, other news as well. We head to Geraldton and, love's around the corner because Farmer Wants a Wife is coming.
Oh, yes.
And we've got our very own contestant from Geraldton, Lucy Holland, okay? So she's in there, gorgeous-looking woman.
Yep.
She has been, depends how you think, thrown under the bus, given a second chance at love by
Lucy
her mates.
Is Lucy the farmer?
Her friends accidentally nominated her the wrong way and she was the farmer.
Oh.
But she is one of the ladies looking for love with one of the farmers. Now, there's a rumour that a New South Welshman might have swept her off her feet. But we're going to have to watch and see. But has anyone ever thrown you up for something, like nominated you for something?
She's in Breakfast Radio. Of course people have nominated her.
Yeah, if you're single for 4 minutes in this industry, everyone's like, let's do Date My Kimber.
You don't even need to start with me. Michelle's 10 dates of Tinder. Oh, what a treat.
How were those 10?
Interesting.
Yeah.
Mm. The very first one I had, his very first story to me was his family intervention for his cocaine problem.
Excellent.
Just an open book.
That's a keeper.
Yeah, absolutely.
You mean that wasn't on his bio? Because that stuff tends to be on bios as well. Former cocaine addict. And
I know, it's going to blow your mind. I'm still single. That's basically it. Maybe I need to go and look at a farmer.
Why not?
I grew up on a farm, though. I feel like I've had my fill of that.
Well, you know what? They do the same hours as us. So it would be pretty reasonable. You'd get up at the same time, go to bed at the same time together.
Yeah. Michelle, are you up for drenching the sheep? No, thanks. I'll make lunch.
Oh, she's a catch. The way she tails a sheep, I'll tell you.
Just maintain real eye contact while I'm doing it as well.
It is the real news of it near the regions.
I'm done.
All right.
Know anyone single?
We're working on it.
Not on a farm, all right?
We've got someone in the pipeline. Leave it with us.
No, not joking.
I'm actually, I was just going to say, I'm a little alarmed. This sounds like it might even be a bit serious.
It is serious. We'll tell you another time.
Yeah, things have been spoken about.
He's a bad boy.
I've got to go.
I'm a bad person because I want the music to stop.
Okay.
And I didn't realize I was this person. I was reading an article yesterday about a musician, very talented musician, Andy Whist, who has been busking in Perth City in the Murray Street Mall.
Yep.
And Andy has now been given a lifetime ban.
Oh, what did he do?
A lifetime ban, which seems really serious,
yes,
doesn't it?
Did you put the complaint in?
No, I did not. I definitely have nothing to do with this. It was just a case of, you know, and the buskers in the city, we did find out last year or the year before, I think, that they do audition them.
Uh-huh.
You can't just rock up and hope for the best. They do an audition where the city of Perth decide whether you cut the mustard.
See, back in the day, you could just turn up, and I did that as a 17-year-old, and was told in no uncertain terms how bad I sounded by a lovely old lady. I remember it very well.
Oh, good. And this is the thing: I don't want to crush dreams of musicians because busking is part of it, isn't it? It's part of that journey of getting the confidence to perform in front of others, and I'm all about supporting the arts, but poor Andy Whist, he's a violinist.
Okay.
And he plays gypsy jazz.
Right.
Does a bit of gypsy jazz, bit of this action with a guitarist and a PA in the city. And they said, look, it's too loud. We're getting heaps of complaints.
Okay.
And so they put him on a 1-month ban. And then after the ban, he came back and they got more complaints. And so they said, you can't ever return.
So he wouldn't turn down? Is that the problem?
Well, he's saying he's turned it down and there were still complaints and he doesn't have any problems anywhere else. But the thing is that, like, this music kind of annoys me.
Oh, no, come on.
I feel bad about it, but it kind of annoys me. If this was really loud, I can't even focus. That, to me, is the most distracting, irritating kind of sound.
And fine if you're just walking through the mall, like, you know, going, oh, well, very nice, let's keep moving. Imagine if you're one of the shop... You know,
yeah, you're out the front there.
Yeah,
I don't think, like, that. How bad must it be for them to go, can you turn it down, please? It's terrible. Note lower. Note lower. sorry, it's still too loud.
I just feel so bad for him, but I'm like, I also can't help it because I like the idea that I don't have to hear the violin with that kind of level of noise.
Yes, and noise is... It's underrated just how much of an impact noise has on your mood.
Mm.
You know, I mean, I finally get very disturbed by noise. I know we all do, but, you know, it can really make your day out. It can have a big impact on
it. Yeah. Is that why you don't go into all those, like, fashion stores where the music is blaring?
That's the reason. That's the reason I don't go into those fashion stores or, indeed, leave the house.
Our next guest is a Brisbane dentist who had tonsil surgery and then woke up with an Irish accent. Please welcome Angie Yen.
Yeah, it's called foreign accent syndrome, and you've probably seen plenty of it around the news lately. Angie Yen joins us on the show now. Good morning to you.
Morning, guys. How are you?
We're great. Angie, tell us a bit about what happened. We spoke about it on air at the time. We remember reading the story about this woman who's gone in for a tonsillitis procedure, come out and gone, I've now got this Irish accent. You're still dealing with the accent.
I still am. So I had my tonsils removed on 20th of April, and 10 days after, I just woke up one morning and I have an Irish sounding accent. And I was in so much shock that I actually discovered when I was singing in the shower an hour before my job interview, and I was in complete shock.
Well, yeah, I'm sure you were. It's known as foreign accent syndrome. It's obviously something that's caused, well, they say can be psychological or neurological event has occurred for you. What's the prognosis, Angie? What's going to happen to your voice?
To be honest, I don't know. So my 60 Minutes episode aired a couple of days ago on Sunday, and I was very lucky to be connected to a neuroscientist in Sydney who got me access to a very new technology where they could map my brain and see exactly what's wrong. And for some reason, I don't have any triggers or causes. Everything is very healthy in my brain except for my language and speech center, which is very, very overactive for some reason.
Just to be sure, before you went in for the tonsillectomy, you had you're from Brisbane, you had an Australian sounding accent, what we consider to be a sort of Aussie accent, yeah?
Yeah, I did. I grew up in Brisbane. I've had my Aussie accent for the last 20 years.
Far out. What do people around you say? Because I could imagine, and look, I 100% believe you, but I could imagine that some people might go, oh, come on, you got to be joking.
Yeah, so pretty much I first broke this down, obviously, to my friends because I was freaking out. I was like, oh, my gosh, am I having a Freaky Friday moment? Can you guys please check me? And most of them just laughed. And I told the girls at work because they were asking me when I'm going to come back after my surgery. And I said, you know, I don't really know because something strange has happened and I don't know whether I'm having a stroke or something wrong with my head, because I had never heard of foreign accent syndrome before this happened until one of my friends, they showed me YouTube videos and articles about this, and I'm like, hang on a second, is this a real thing? And the rest is history, as they say.
Wow. And so, Angie, you know, is the idea that you could have to live with this forever, do you still hear it when you speak, or have you kind of gotten used to it?
I still hear it when I speak, Kimba. And to be honest, some days I even shock myself. You know, when I hear something that I say, I'm like, oh my goodness, I didn't even know I could make that sound. And I saw a speech pathology specialist, Professor Carey in University of Sydney, and she said that I can't do speech therapy to revert my accent back. But to be honest, I feel like that's more of just faking my Aussie accent, if it makes sense. It's not going to be 100%.
You know, from our perspective, it's fascinating. You're the one that has to live with it. But can I just tell you, it's not unpleasant to listen to at all. And I have come from a former life of being a stand-up comedian where Irish comics seem to be successful even if they weren't that funny. So maybe just go with it, Angie.
Thank you so much. I might just have to roll with the punches, eh?
Mate, have you spoken to an Irish person? Have they given you feedback on this particular accent?
I did speak. So I find someone at an Irish pub.
Yeah.
And they spoke to Kate, who is another person who I met who is living with foreign accent syndrome.
Yes.
And they told her that it just sounds like she's faking her Irish accent, like she's been living in America for a long time.
Right.
So to us Aussies, like, I sound very Irish, but to the Irish, they say, like, no, you're just putting on, you're just faking an accent, like, you know, Brad Pitt in Snatch.
Brad Pitt in Snatch, brilliant. Angie, really nice talking to you. Look forward to seeing where this story goes and, to see if the Aussie accent ever comes back. If it does, we'll get you back on.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, guys.
Roll up, the Perth Brawl Show, it's back on, yay! You better believe it, Poopsie. September the 25th to October the 2nd, the Royal Show is back.
It's happening.
Of course, last year we didn't do it because of silly old COVID.
Yes.
It's back at the showgrounds, of course. The government, the state government's put in $4 million in order for the Royal Agricultural Society to slash the price of tickets by 25%.
Okay.
Oh, that'll come in so handy.
Yeah.
Like we one thing that I've come to understand as a bloke with three kids now is that the good deals stop at two kids.
Do they?
Family.
Yeah, they
two
do.
Two adults, two children.
Well, that's interesting because family of four, there's a price of $55.50, but I don't know what it is for a family of five.
Yeah.
Does it straight
it goes
through
up.
The roof?
It goes up. Yep. Yeah. It goes
for
up.
Everything. For flights. For just
the whole
for
lot,
life.
Mate. Yeah.
It's your fault for overpopulating the planet, mate.
For dinner. Right? Anywhere you go.
I am excited about the Royal Show because I don't know about you guys, but as a bloke, you know, who grew up in this great state of ours, the Royal Show was always a time of year where I just felt like there was a feeling in the air, like it's starting to get a little bit warmer, starting to feel a bit springy.
Okay, yeah, sure,
there's a certain smell in the air. Those evenings are starting to get a little bit more balmy. It just, the whole thing comes together just to feel good.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, look at
such a poet. The Royal
Too
Show.
Romantic
the
for
smell
me.
In the air is vomit from the wild mouse, my friend.
And the agricultural animal area.
All right, guys, I won't go. Fine.
No,
won't
it's
go.
Beautiful.
Me and my three kids and my exorbitant amount of having to pay to get in it will stay home.
It's beautiful. You'll have a great time. And it's all we really remember as children too. That's all we had in Perth.
Yes.
Everything we did. did was the Royal
it
Show.
It was the biggest event of all.
How many show bags were you guys allowed to get when you went to the Royal Show?
It depended. The thing is, I was a wuss and I didn't want to go on any of the rides.
Yeah.
And so I got some extra money to go into show bags.
I think I grew up in a time of, well, people were quite temperate with it. Well, we didn't have lots of anything.
You'd
get a couple of show bags.
Yeah. That was sort of it.
Yeah, okay.
You know, it wasn't this pouring it out into the middle of the lounge room sort of thing.
Well, I remember there was one year where I don't know what happened. I don't know if Mum and Dad won the lotto and didn't tell us or anything like that, but we got to go to the Royal Show, the Kalamunda Show, and the Canning Show.
Oh, I've been to the Canning Show a few times.
All in the same year. And we got show bags at all three of them. Never happened again after that. But far out, what a year that was. Getting goosebumps just thinking about it.
Yeah. Oh, that sugar. I remember. Oh, and of course, you know, the Royal Show all going ahead too because we're COVID-free in WA. All the restrictions have been lifted now.
Yes, apparently. So, as of today, we're back to normal. Yeah. You were talking yesterday about the tunnel tours at the prison.
Yeah, they're going to come back
again.
The venue's back to pre-COVID capacity. So there's no more 2 square metre rule and 75% limit for hospitality venues are gone. So back to normal apart from our travel.
Mm.
I look forward to getting really awkwardly close with people at cafes and stuff now. It's going to be great.
Canning Show.
Yeah.
He's been a Wildcat for 12 years, has won 6 championships, and this year has moved into second place as far as most games played for Perth in club history. Please welcome Wildcats captain, Jesse Wagstaff.
Jesse, good morning to you. Come on, reverse sweep it. Take us to glory.
Well, the last few grand final series have all been won by the away team, all the games. So hopefully we continue that trend.
Oh, what's your superstition, Jesse? Like, how are you going to get across the line? What's your key to winning?
Probably score more points than them, I think.
That's pretty straightforward.
That's a superstition, yeah, I suppose. You know, I was thinking you were going to go, I'll put my right boot on first. None of that.
Hopefully we just score more points. I don't care which boot I put on first. We just haven't done that yet, have we?
No. So, I mean, obviously, you know, to win it from here would be an extraordinary achievement. It is still very much possible. What do you guys need to do to win 3 games away?
Yeah, look, I think, you know, it certainly will be tough. I don't think we're under any illusion that it's Melbourne and just win 3. It's going to sound like a cliche, but we just focus on the next game. And as I said, it is a cliche, but it's so true in this instance. We're not looking too far ahead. We're looking at the first quarter. Hopefully put in the first quarter and then we move on to the next. You know, you start looking at game 5, it starts to get a bit out of control.
Jesse, it felt like a really weird week for whoever it was that came out to say, we're putting the Wildcats up for sale. Because you guys are buried in finals, like the grand final at the moment. Did that impact you guys in any way? Did you even know that that was happening?
I had no idea. That is well above my pay grade. actually, one of the fellows texted me the other night and said it was on the news. So that was the first I heard of it. Trevor addressed it quickly in the team meeting. But, you know, that's all. It kind of has a little relevance right now to us, and hopefully nothing will change, really.
Jesse, do you think things are going to get weird when we've gone from being friends with you to Pete, Matt and Kimber owning you?
So that will be a bit awkward.
Okay.
That will be awkward.
I mean, I don't think we're going to be bad bosses. I'm just saying.
Oh, no, I will be. Sitting there with a cigar, get that Wagstaff kid in here.
As long as Pete keeps hooking up the prawns, they'll be all good.
Oh, amazing. Yeah.
Corelli Seafood sponsorship on the front of the Wildcats. Brilliant.
Oh, mate, there'll be nothing better.
Hey, man, I've watched some old, you know, like FA Cup because I love my soccer. And whenever there's a team from the lower divisions who's playing one of the real big boys, they always talk about if we can just keep them scoreless for 20 minutes, their fans may start to turn on them and get nervous. Is that a strategy that you know that you think about or put into play?
No, that'd be a dream start if we kept them scoreless for 20 minutes.
In basketball, that'd be pretty good.
No, that'd be wicked. I tell you what, that'd shut everyone up, wouldn't it?
It would.
No, I mean, I'm not sure what even the crowd figures are going to be like. Yeah. I'm not sure if I've kind of stayed out of that. Again, that's well above my pay grade. We just kind of, I'm not sure if they got 50% or they got 100% capacity. I have no idea. So we'll see. The crowd's normally pretty good and loud there. So Hopefully won't have too much of an impact on the game.
Well, the first change that we make, Jesse, is that we're upping your pay grade and we're going to give you a bit more responsibility.
Oh, man, this is sounding good. Yeah, sell the Wildcats. Yeah.
Well, hang on a second.
You're going to be the best bosses ever.
It's only if you do win the championship. So,
There's a caveat to that, isn't
no
there?
No pressure.
Hang on, I better go. The ATO are here.
Yeah, right.
Hey, mate, great to catch up with you. Thanks for giving us your time amongst all of this. We appreciate it. And good luck for the final games of the series.
No worries. Thanks a lot, guys.